Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
With my colleagues, Hussain Haqqani of the Hudson Institute, ambassador from Pakistan to the United States once upon a time, and Bill Raggio, the senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who keeps the Long War Journal, we go immediately to headlines from London because of the Syrian crisis that is now non-transparent. Israel draws furious reaction from Egypt after taking more Syrian territory, says the Financial Times. How Bashar al-Assad's regime crumbled, says the Financial Times. Turkey, will Erdogan emerge as the big winner of the Syria crisis, asks Gideon Rockman, the chief international correspondent for the Financial Times. And terrorist label of Syria's new rulers will need to be reconsidered, says UN envoy. Bill, I start with you on that one, because my reading of your very careful explication of Abu Muhammad al-Jalani, a nom de guerre, is that this is a young man who was first recruited out of the Iraqi prisons by ISIS and then moved into the space between ISIS and al-Qaeda for the split, and then in Idlib transformed himself again to an associate of the Turkish military and Erdogan in Ankara. So he's a veteran of ISIS, al-Qaeda, and Turkish equivalent of secret police. He's a veteran of all of that, and now he's parading through Damascus looking very much like a young Fidel Castro, announcing that he's imposing a governance that is tolerant of the many religions in Syria. But the Iranian embassy was looted. The Russians are said to be moving heavy equipment out of their bases, and there is non-transparency throughout the land. So who is Jalani? What do we believe? What do we know? What are we guessing at about his intentionality? Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, John. Yes, Jalani is certainly one of the more interesting figures in jihad. As you noted, he joined, he went into Iraq in the early 2000s after the U.S. invasion, joined al-Qaeda, was in a U.S. detention at the Buka camp, I believe, for 5 years. That's known as the University of Jihad. Basically, al-Qaeda ran those detainment camps. They were recruiting and indoctrination centers. When he was inexplicably, he and others released by the Iraqi government, he returned back to Syria and joined the jihad there. He reported to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who at the first caliph of the Islamic State, but at the time, Baghdadi and his Islamic State of Iraq and Syria was part of al-Qaeda. So he reported directly to him. He had a dispute with who would control the jihad in Syria with Baghdadi. Ayman al-Zawahiri ultimately sided with Jalani, and said that Jalani would run the jihad in Syria, so he became the head of al-Qaeda's branch in Syria. That caused the rift between al-Qaeda and Baghdadi and led to the breakoff of the Islamic State, which became its own entity. Al-Qaeda actually, I know it's people say that the Islamic State left al-Qaeda. It's actually the other way. Al-Qaeda ejected the Islamic State. So Jalani then led what was known as Jabhat al-Nusra, or the al-Nusra Front. And then by 2016, he, in order to receive foreign support, he made a statement that people claim is his disassociation or his break from Al-Qaeda. But what he said is, we won't work with foreign terrorist groups. People took that to mean he directly broke from Al-Qaeda. If we recall, the Taliban say something similar, that they don't work with foreign terrorist organizations, while not specifically mentioning Al-Qaeda. So from then on, the sort of the mythology is that within a lot of counterterrorism and diplomatic circles is that Jelani is just a Syrian nationalist. Sure, he has some jihadi and Salafist intentions or traits, but he's a guy we can work with. He then, you know, renamed the Nusra Front. The Nusra Front became a foreign terrorist organization. Jelani was listed as a specially designated global terrorist by the United States. The UN also has him and his organization listed as a terrorist organization. Continued to fight, built a coalition, ultimately named Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. And while he says he won't work with foreign terrorist organizations, such as the Turkestan Islamic Party, and there's Uzbek groups and other groups that Chechens that fight under his banner. And then the rest is history, John. He, with the support of the Turkish government, as well as the Syrian National Army, which is really just directly backed by the Turks, launched their offensive on, I believe it was November 27th, and took control. And now he's going to be a major player, and his Hayat Tahrir al-Sham is being propped up to lead the new Syrian government. It's an amazing story. And the fact, John, that people are buying into that Jelani is some kind of moderate that we can work with, it's absolutely stunning to me. I just can't imagine why we have such credulity in accepting a member, an absolute terrorist, fought with Al-Qaeda, fought with Baghdadi, still listed as a terrorist in his organization, as a foreign terrorist organization, why he's someone we can work with. And I think the answer, John, is that there's so much desperation to back a winner in Syria and he's the winner. And that, sometimes they're all bad guys. Right. And that's the case in Syria. There are no good groups. The groups that we back, the Syrian Democratic Forces, is actually the Kurdistan Workers Party, which is also a foreign terrorist organization. So, Jelani is not someone that we should work with, not someone we should be giving aid and support in any way, shape or form. There are still members that are members of Al-Qaeda that associate with Jelani and HTS, and yet he's not called out on this.
Mr. Ambassador, a very good day to you. Big picture, all the Arab capitals are paying attention. Egypt is condemning Israel for a preemptive move into Mount Hermon, I believe, and on the Golan Heights. What does this look like in all the Arab capitals, all the capitals of the Ummah? Everybody's engaged. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Look, we must understand that there is a contiguous Islamic world that is not just Arab, all the way from Morocco to Pakistan and Kazakhstan to the north. And everywhere, there are Islamist movements, and they feel that they are on a roll and they are winning. And they also understand that America's short-lived awareness of an Islamist threat that came after 9/11 is now gone. The Taliban are now sort of accepted as the de facto rulers of Afghanistan, and there are those who wanted to become de jure. People attributed to cultural factors, forgetting all the progress that had been made during the 20th century in much of this world in coming closer to and finding some common ground with the West. So the real fear that many people have is that we are about to see a major Islamist awakening and uprising, and that will have consequences for those who think that it is no longer relevant. Now, we know that in the left in most Western countries has drawn wrong conclusions since 9/11, and they are focused more on quote-unquote Islamophobia that maybe we become too anti-Muslim in the process. And that is something that they should be concerned about, but they should also be concerned about Islamist extremism. The right, on the other hand, thinks, ah, we have found the perfect of the technical means, fly a few drones, bomb a few people, and we are safe. I don't think that that is going to be true. So those who are saying, hey, don't do this, don't do that from the region, they are basically only giving voice to much deeper concerns, which is that you have no idea the hornet's nest you are disturbing. And as a result, there will be a rise in Islamist extremism within our countries and among the expatriate Muslim populations in your country.
Speaking to Bill Raja of the FTD and Hussein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute, when we come back, what about the great powers? And I'm including Russia and Turkey in the great powers. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.